KE8RUH.
Mobile.
Happy New Year, Jerry. W8FU.
Happy New Year, KG8AZ. Yeah, just headed home back to 8-hour shift again.
I take it they had you on overtime shifts over the holidays?
It's 12 for every day, but Christmas Eve, Christmas, and the 26th.
Well, show me the money. Anyhow, I guess a lot of vacation time. That's why you had the extra hours. A lot of people pulling vacation.
Oh, a lot of filters and grunt work.
All right, it's weird that that would all culminate at the end of the year around the holidays. Is there some reason that it was like that, or do you do this a lot?
They do it every year. Yeah, the 12th floor and the hierarchy is all gone for the holidays, so we can get in there and take care of things.
Ah, there you go. There's the key. Yeah, right. If you're going to disrupt the place, best to do it when there's a skeleton crew. So, all right, very good. Well, I'm sure it was lucrative.
Yeah, kind of. I don't know. I bought my son a four-port Rigel oscilloscope.
KE8RUH.
Good morning, Anthony.
Good morning.
So, have you had an opportunity to play with the scope? I've seen those, I think. It's amazing what you can get for a few bucks these days.
No, I don't know if he has or not, but it's, 350 megahertz and four channels. Actually, I think it's, 8 channels. Some of them are digital. I don't know. He knows more about that than I do.
So, Anthony, that firmware thing that we, sent out there on, Discord, you sounded like you were a little unsure of the significance.
Yeah, I read through it quickly on my phone and was trying to figure out if it impacted any of the gear that I had.
Well, you don't need any additional coverage in VHF. If you had the wrong range in UHF, it would be kind of nice there, and it's debatable whether the 900 expansion will apply to your radios. That would be the one that you would be most interested in. If it expands the 800 up and lets you cover the 900 amateur band, then that adds a whole nother component to your radios. I didn't know that there was a 900 APX, but Wally found one. Only the APX 4000 came in a 900 model. Well, I don't know if it's only, but so I don't know if that firmware is going to take the 800 radios up to 9, or if it's strictly for some unicorn 900 version of the APX. I've never really seen, but we don't have a lot of 900 around here anymore, so, you know, it's not a big surprise. But that would be the thing, the boondoggle, if those could all get up there to the 900 range. There's not a lot up there, but there's pioneering to be had.
Yeah, Yeah, that could be interesting. We'll have to keep an eye on it as people start messing with it and see where it goes. I think I heard Dakota in there also. If you're out there, Dakota, go ahead, and then we'll go back around.
I'm getting gas. Just give me a few minutes. NADBF. Go ahead, Jerry.
Okay, Juju, it's a mobile. Well, I went and activated some parks yesterday, and, man, one park, activated the park, like, after 7:30, and, actually closer to 8, and, send out my robot message. Tons of times trying to get 10 contacts, and last night I worked everything from here to British Columbia on 40, and got like 95 contacts.
Well, let's see if we can get a rotation here. I'll go and then hand it to Anthony, and then Dakota should be back, and then Jerry. But, let me make sure I got it. Yeah, so that's good. When you say 8, I'm assuming you mean p.m., so well after dark. I was listening around a little bit. We got out on 80 last night, and the band was really, really tight, but made really well for us local guys. We were all, it was booming in 40, 50, 60 over each other around town here, so... 80 was pretty short last night around 11. We got out there. Anthony, then hand it over to Dakota, and then Dakota can hand it to Jerry.
Yeah, one day I'll be able to get on with you guys on HF. I keep talking about it, and eventually I'll do it. I'll upgrade my license. Over to you, Dakota, if you're done pumping gas.
Looks like
let's get Dakota. Go ahead, Jerry.
Is that your Dakota, Jerry?
Nope, he must still be pumping gas. Go ahead.
I was like, I got down about 8:40. Yeah, and I do a paper log, so I took it into work and digitized it, and 95 contacts, and one of them was all the way to BC. I had a couple of California contacts, all in 40 meters.
I wonder what mode do you work when you're doing that? I don't know if you mentioned it or not. When it comes back around, no big deal, but. A lot of the guys using, when they do POTA are doing FT8. Seems like a lot of people are out on FT8 these days. You don't even need beacons anymore. All you got to do is tune to the FT8 portion of the band and see if it's open. So, I guess nothing else. It's stellar for that. Anywho, wasn't there some sort of contest this weekend? I'm not sure. Oh yeah, Anthony. Yeah, we were down in the extra party, just because it's a lot easier to find a spot. But I got to cut my antenna because I cut it really low, and I can still, it's still too good below the band. If I could get it, good at the bottom, and at least push it up to 30, figure 38. With a tuner, that'd be great. I'm gonna have to monkey around. I can do it without permanently altering the wire. I can just fold it back a little bit. But right as it stands right now, I'm really good between 36 and pushing up to 37. And it has to be where I really start to rise after that. So I can get it. I can get in at 38 with a tuner. So I don't know where the general cut is, but I think it might be 37. somebody can comment on that if it comes back around. Anywho, go ahead and hopefully Dakota's back when you're done.
I'm back, gentlemen. Sorry I had to run into a gas station, but go ahead.
All right, I'm finally on the road. Good morning.
Hey, sir.
Am I making an end or is my radio dead?
I just think it's a timing thing, Dakota. It was your turn, so we were just waiting on you. But we'll wait till next round if you want.
Yeah, let me get south of town here real quick. I'll be standing by for the next rotation. I should be clear.
Well, Jerry, what mode?
I was doing I do sideband phone. Anyway, and I was wondering, Nicole, your meter sideband, what frequency was that on and time?
Every night, 365 days of the year, I think they even do it on Christmas. I'm not sure on that, though, but it's at 144.230 at 8:30. 144.230, 8:30 p.m. Anthony?
Yeah, that's a good one. I haven't been on in probably since before Christmas. Maybe tonight I'll try to get on over there and talk to those guys.
We still need to try to simplify you again, Anthony.
Hey, guys, I'm pulling up at the office here. I'm going to sign off for now. It was good talking to everybody this morning. KE8RUH. Catch up with you soon.
All right, Anthony, we're a little discombobulated this morning. Must be the first day of the year blues. First work day, I don't know, not for Jerry, I don't think, but, oh, man, I was, for me, it feels like the grind, so, but I'm okay. We'll get through it. Jerry, then Dakota, then back over to me.
Yeah, when I get a chance, I'll stop and write that down, 144.230. Yeah, because I've got a 7100 mobile. I'm pretty sure that does sideband. It's pretty multi-mode. I think Gary of VE3TMG, he complained one of the modes. One of the bands, it doesn't do AM. But, I don't know, and not very many people use AM up in the VHUHF. Dakota?
Being my last kill here, hopefully I clean up and right about now. That radio is cool. I looked at it a lot. I just can never get over the form factor for that thing.
Yep, that's kind of the deal breaker for me. You know, I'd still probably try one if I had the right opportunity. But that clock radio control head. Now, if you need it, you know, or if it fits your, you know, these new cars, a lot of them have a real big pocket, you know, up in the front of the dash where something like that might work really, really well. So, you know, if you got a vehicle where that particular form factor would work, then, you know, I could see it as being, you know, the best choice. I like my 7000. It's basically a 706 Mark IIG in form factor. You know, it's identical. So, very easy to configure or mount control head. I've not had any problem putting it in any vehicle I've played with. And I've had it in a lot of vehicles. And, you know, it's just makes for a nice, you can have the microphone coming out of the trunk unit or the, you know, the radio unit or the head unit, which is kind of cool. Makes it, you know, makes it easier for running them and stuff like that. I think you can do the same with 7100, you know, as far as that goes. But, yeah, it's a weird form factor. Jerry, what do you think? You like the clock radio?
I've never had it mounted in a mobile, so it kind of works for me. I bought that Hardin Power Systems ammo box, and he's got the V-shaped cradle it sits in. I think it makes it upright, yeah. And plus you can just pull it out if you want to set it on a desk or something. The code KG887.
It would definitely have to be a special use case where I built out something around that radio. But like you said, Sean, all these new vehicles have those big cubbies, which that thing would probably fit like a glove in if you really wanted to run that. It would look almost factory. I know in my truck I've got a huge, huge compartment under the radio that is basically just a catch-all, and I could easily squeeze one in there and have my all-mode radio stashed away under my real radio without it being, you know, obvious that there's... And it's, well, there'd be antennas, but I've got my 150 mounted above the radio, and you can see it from outside.
Yeah, I, you know, that's the biggest, you know, when it comes right down to it, for me, that's the biggest problem is I don't want a porcupine in my personal vehicle. You know, I don't mess around. I get a new car, and I don't even own it, you know, a week, and I've got a three-quarter inch hole knocked in the top dead center of the roof. And I got an NMO mounted, so I don't mess around as far as that goes. But after that, you know, I hate the idea of more antennas. If I was going to put something else in the car, because I thought about maybe running a my XTL 5000, which is UHF analog P25, and putting that on the quarter wave, you know, a quarter wave, not the center of the roof. And then, if I wanted to, you know, keep the 200 or something else, you know, more conventional in the car, what would I do? You know, maybe a trunk lip mount on the hatch or something, and I could take it on or off as I need, or I really don't know. It's just that second, as soon as you get the second antenna, you start to get to be a little bit more of a porcupine than I would really want to be. But, boy, I could certainly use, you know, the exception is when I put my HF antenna on the back of the car, you know, well, then I look like a ridiculous. My wife hates it when that's on there. What are you going to do? Jerry?
I just put mine on when I need it. I got a mirror mount on the basket, Yakima basket of my Bronco Sport, and I just switch out the Shark monobanders whenever I need it, but I'm usually parked somewhere.
At ADBF, how do you keep those NMOs from leaking, Sean? I don't know if I could muster up the courage to do that.
I'll tell you what, all the years I've been doing this, and we're talking back to the late 70s, early 80s, I've thousands of NMOs in my lifetime. I've only had one or two ever come back for leaking, and it was because, like, they whacked it, you know, under a tree branch or something, and it pulled it back and disformed the, I have never had one leak that was not physically damaged or totally improperly installed. So that's an alien concept to me. You're up, Jerry.
Oh, okay, KG887 mobile. Yeah, I've never done that. I always had that mag mount. This car here, I've got a truck mount, because I've only got the metal in the back. I've got like a fixed moon roof, I guess you could call it. So it kind of took away the real estate there for metal.
My bad, sorry. Sean, speaking from experience, those lip mounts, they kind of degrade the crap out of your signal.
I've got a Diamond. It's probably due for replacement now, but it's a Diamond, I think, K400 lip mount, and that's been amazing. I think that's got an SO, you know, an SO239 style mount, but or does it? I don't know. But that's been an absolutely amazing mount, and I've had it on all sorts of vehicles. And if I was going to get one, I'd get another one of those. Jerry?
Okay, KTH. Anyway, I'll say 7-3. I'm pulling into the subdivision, and y'all have a good day at work, KTH.
All right, 7-3. Have a good, I think, your evening, so enjoy your nap. And, Sean, I had the comment. It was fine. Like, it mounted up good. But I think where I had it on that Trailblazer I was driving, I had it mounted too low because of the way the body lines were. And most of the antenna was just behind the vehicle. Yeah, that, of course, is going to be a problem with anything like that. You know, to get it on the, you know, to get it on the lip of the trunk or the lip of the, wherever you put it, it's going to be way back and, you know, that does throw a little bit of a lobe in the direction of the vehicle. It's not huge. It depends on, you know, depends on what band you're running and stuff, but it's noticeable. So, you know, the stuff in the direction you're traveling is going to be favored when you all that ground plane's out in front of your antenna. But I've had pretty good luck. I've not really complained. With the performance I got. Now, I got to admit, I was, the last couple of times I ran that, I haven't ran it in a while, but I ran that on a trunk lip to run my little Tar Heel. I got that mini Tar Heel antenna, and that thing was robust enough to run that on my Chrysler 300 and, again, on my, which one was it? I think on my first Cherokee. Hold on, I got to pay for my coffee here, if I'll be listening.
Even with my truck, I feel like it would be better elsewhere, but it's so cleanly mounted, I'm not moving it. But I think when I'm out away from the repeaters, like in the mornings coming home, they're coming in, it's a little rough. I don't know if that's just something's jacked up, or if it's just the vehicles in front of the antenna, or if it's just that far out. I don't really have an A-B comparison other than this tiny 16-inch antenna that I'm running on a mag mount today. And I haven't charged this radio in 4 trips. This might be my 5th trip to work, to and from work, on a charge, and it's still going, so I don't know if that has anything to do with it. It shouldn't have anything to do with receive.
No, I don't think so. But, you know, transmit's the hard part, and you're sounding fantastic. But, so that you got like a lead acid or a lipo or something in the bottom of a bag, and that's how you're running this?
It's a 7-amp Dakota Lithium, which I'm becoming very fond of these batteries.
Yeah, there you go. So are you monitoring its voltage at all, or how are you determining when to charge it?
So I haven't dove too deep into it on this 2730, but when I turn it on, it tells me the voltage, and it said 13.1 this morning. And I want to say that a nominal voltage on a fully charged LiFePO is 13.2 or 13.4. So it's really not too bad. I have an inline meter. That's what I should do is hook that up. Because as long as it stays powered, it keeps recording draw and capacity used and all that crap. So I really should get some data on this to see how it does. But from what I understand, this thing at full power only pulls like 10 amps.
Yeah, I don't know the characteristics of LiPo, but I thought I read, and I could be way off on this, but I thought I read that, you know, they hold their power, you know, full power pretty well, but they drop off very quickly. So, you know, I wouldn't even know where, you know, at what point would you say, oh, I got to get it on the charger. I'd have to defer if you know more about it than I do. The only experience I have with LiPos right now are the, you know, are the 18650s or whatever. You know, the little cigar batteries that I have in some things, and I've never really noticed how they do or don't perform as far as when they get to the end of their charge.
Well, so far everything I own that requires a LiPo, including my flashlights, which I have an 18650 flashlight in my pocket every single day, all day, from the time I wake up until the time I go to bed. They just kind of have a, they have like a, most lights will have a voltage drop off where they just drop down to the lowest setting, or they turn off entirely, and that's to protect the battery, but I've been running unprotected cells in my lights, because usually it's in the battery itself where it'll cut out, but that's, then it's eating up capacity. And then if you have a higher discharge battery, sometimes that causes issues too. So I've been running unprotected, and typically the light will just tell me, hey dude, I'm shutting off because there's not enough power. And I think that's how this battery is going to be. And I don't know if I'm going to hit that point before I finally say, all right, I'm just going to charge it because I know it's going to die or what. But I think what will happen, it'll just stop transmitting because I won't have the juice.
Sorry about that. My McDonald's app wasn't working, and so I had to, you know, and then they didn't have what I wanted. First time ever they've been out of something I wanted. Then I had to fumble around with my phone to bring up the right tap to pay. It was a McDonald's drive-through gone awry.
No problem at all. Seems like every time I go to the drive-through now, that's the story. Bought my buddy that helped me with the under cabinet lighting this week.
Now the snow on my roof line is melting down onto my windshield, and I got the window down because I'm coming up to the pickup window, and but my wipers are on. I didn't realize it, but they were on delay. So now that knocked all that snow, and some of it came into the window. I'm not having a good morning here. First day of the year, first day back, joy.
I can relate to that. I woke up my neck yesterday. I can't look right. I feel like I'm all messed up. I don't know what the hell I did. And then this morning I was running around like a chicken with no head, trying to find all the stuff I needed to get together, trying to get my lunch together. Trying to get out the door, I'm taking my wife's truck. She goes, oh yeah, there's like 30 miles empty on it. I'm like, sick. So I gotta get some gas for that. It's just like, man, what a rough Monday to get back out of the swing of things for this long stretch of no holidays. Our VP of operations called me at 6 a.m. No reason whatsoever, he wants to move a printer.
Ah, well. First day, everybody's back, full swing, so we'll see what the day brings. I'm just making the final approach here, just turning off of Grosbeck onto Little Road. So we'll see. Got some stuff coming up here this week. I'm not looking forward to work-wise, but just hopefully the weather holds out, not too bad. I noticed everything's wet over this way. It wasn't wet when I left around the house, but it's wet over this way. So I don't know what the outlook for the temperature is. It says it's 30. And the car, according to, as Don said, according to Ford, it's 30 degrees. So we should be okay with any freezing. But I'll make this my last because the parking lot is right there. I'm going to turn in and find my spot and get inside.
I had white stuff on the ground by me, and then I get down here, and it's like rain or sleet or whatever the hell this crap is. Roads are looking okay, though. My wife said yesterday that we're supposed to get up to like 47 or 48 later this week, so it's going to be a soupy, disgusting mess. All right, man. Welcome back. Happy New Year. Have a good day. I'll catch you later. And it was DBF.
Yep. Have a good one. sure you're drive safe, and you know, remember, it's all uphill from here. This is the first day, first full week. This is as bad as it gets. And then from there on out, I guess it's better. At least that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. All right, I'm here. Later. W8FU.
Hey, B8Y.
I can hear you out there, whoever it is. I can't tell you. It's not good enough signal to tell who it is here. It's kind of at the end of your string.
I'm pretty sure I'm not at the end of my string.
Oh, there you go. Now you come booming right in there. How you doing, young man?
I'm good. Going to get a cup of coffee and go to the office. Maybe I was on a...
Well, what the heck? Hold on here. I got to stop this thing from scanning. I see what's going on. They kept picking... You were coming back to me on QC8LDS, and they kept picking that. And now I just told them to stop and scanning, and so now I'm on FBI. So I should be flawless here because I'm in New Baltimore. So it... Skies are clear, so it should be pretty good now. Not much. I'm going to get a couple of bucks. And then heading towards the office. Well, you're absolutely right. He says, I'm like you're sitting in my driveway over here. And you got to sleep in apparently today.
I'm at the stage of my career. I come and go as I please and do. I do what I want and do what I don't want. And if they don't like it, buy me out.
Oh, that's a good place to be, ain't it? You don't have to worry about much.
Took me a lifetime to get here, and I'm going to milk it for the rest of my lifetime. So, anyways, I'm happy. Can't complain. Woke up this morning, you know, all those things that are positive.
Yes, sir, I know what you mean there, and I know what you mean about that position there. I was in a couple different skilled trades there, and I was always pretty good at my job, so I always knew I could have a job the next day if I didn't like something. So I didn't take a whole bunch of crap either.
It's great to be in that spot, isn't it? I've been like that all my life. I left one company years ago, and the other company found out less than a day later and called me. So I wasn't even looking. I was still in denial and depression. Just a second. I got to order myself a cup of caffeine here. How can you go wrong for $1.06 for a cup of coffee on a Monday?
Yeah, that don't sound bad. Was it, let me guess, Tim Hortons?
No, up here in Big B, we've got Dunkin' Donut and Big B. So up here in New Baltimore, I should say, we got those two. This is the Big B. Monday is their day. It says world's best coffee. See that? Can't even go wrong.
Oh, cool. We had a Dunkin' Donuts. I don't know. It's still my be there down Orchard Lake there about 5 miles. And whenever I got down that way, I had to give it a try. They had pretty good coffee, too.
Yeah, I like it. Can't go wrong. Got any big plans for today?
No, I... I rarely even know what day it is. I've been off so long, and not much enough to do. The only thing I got to do pretty quick is cancel some testing.
There you go. I'm probably going to work 3 or 4 hours, head towards the south, go to a meeting, probably get some gas in the car. That'd be it.
Hey, did you notice the gas prices there? Did they take a big enormous jump? I had heard of, noticed over the weekend that Whitmer there supposedly upped the gas tax like 69% or something like that.
She upped it, but I don't think she upped it that much. She took away the sales tax and upped some road tax. So it should have went up some, but not that much. But, and I really don't care about, you know, taxing for fixing roads. I just, what I don't trust is the, hold on here, I gotta go pay for this. Anyways, I was saying, the only thing, and we're not supposed to get political, but the only thing I care about is if the money's allocated for this, the money should be allocated for this. You know, and that's my government pet peeve right there. I don't mind paying some taxes. I don't mind, you know, okay, this money's for the fire department, this money's for the police department, this money's for the infrastructure road, you know, Macomb County, this money's for the infrastructure for the state, you know what I'm saying? The only time I ever get upset is when the money's taken, and that's what I don't trust about that kind of stuff is that, you know, okay, if we're going to raise gas 10 cents a gallon or some damn thing to fix the roads, okay, that money better be used for that and not some, you know, daycare center in freaking, oh, nice term, lady, you know, in some foreign country or foreign state. And that's always been my issue with all of that stuff. Don't mind paying it as long as it's going for where they say it's going.
What, you don't want to pay for midnight basketball?
I don't want to pay for midnight basketball. I don't want to pay for daycare centers in Minnesota. I don't want to pay for any of that stuff. But I am a tad left. If it's for gas and roads, it's for roads. If it's to fix the Macomb County repeater system, it's to fix the Macomb County repeater system. It's not to fix garbage trucks. That's my soapbox right there.
Yeah. And a good morning, Sean. Long ago, back in the, what was it, early 60s or whatever, when they started the lotto, you know, churches had to go get permits from the state to just to do bingo, you know, make a little charity money. They wanted to get the lotto going, so they told everybody that all the money was going to the schools, the state schools, that we'd have the best schools in the world, and the school taxes would be dropped, and everybody went, yahoo, you know. And they passed it, and then I think that lasted about a week, and they said, well, we've changed our minds, it's going to the general fund, and we're going to do what we want with it. That kicked me off. I've never bought a lotto ticket ever since.
Yeah, I remember there was something like that recently. I don't remember if it was lotto related or something, but and I don't remember which radio or TV pundit kept going on and on about midnight basketball. And this is, God, this had to be back in the 90s. I don't know, it was Mark Scott or Rush Limbaugh or one of them guys is, you know, just going on and on. I remember just screaming about midnight basketball instead of where their money was supposed to be going or something like that. Anyhow, I didn't know if any of you remembered that. Just sitting here, first day back, and of course it's been one of those days. Not hard, not tough, not crazy, but just a lot of crap to get caught up on.
WADD. Even midnight basketball. I don't care about it as long as the money didn't come from the road tax or the sheriff's department or the whatever, the state police. You know what I'm saying? But that's the way it always goes. You know, wherever somebody got gypped. You know, and that's my take on all of it. Okay, I'll vote for something if I think it's important. I'll vote for pretty red fire trucks. I'll vote for brand new ambulances. I'll vote for brand new squad cars. All that stuff. But don't tell me a year from now that, oh, a dump truck needed to be replaced. No, I told you I wanted my little piece of the puzzle to go to a new squad car. You know, that type of stuff, you know. That's my gripe. Other than that, it is what it is. So, other than that, nice day. Supposed to get warmer. I think it's supposed to rain tomorrow. And dig this, Sean. We're going to Topgolf tomorrow night, or Wednesday night, because Kelly wants to do her birthday party at Topgolf. And I guess they got the net fixed. I think you guys heard that it got all icy and the net came tumbling down, but they got that all fixed up. Go ahead, Rick. W-A-B.
Well, that sounds like fun. Sean, it is a Monday morning, so I think it's always supposed to be that way. I think everybody's got a moment out having to go back to the grind. It always could be worse. It could be like my neighbor here. They took off before Christmas on a couple week vacation to Florida and the Caribbean or something like that. And when they came back, their pipes had froze and the water's all over the house. Plumbers have been there for about 2-3 days now. It could always be worse. 2 years will be okay.
Oh, you know it. You know it. All right, I do got to get back to it here. Matter of fact, I'm working on something for Wally. So your tax dollars at work. All right, I'll catch you guys later. W8FU.
I got to go, too. I'm in the driveway at work, and I got to get something done. Rick, pleasure talking to you as always. Sean, I'll vote for that, too. Talk to you guys later. That's WAVD stepping out. Go ahead, Rick. Finish it off.
Okay, you guys have a good one, 7-3s, and we'll catch up with you later. Always good to hear from you, and always good to be able to bounce things off you and find out what's really going on here. I gave up on TV and the commercials a long time ago, so I streamed things, and I ended up on YouTube a lot. And, I found out also a long time ago that content creators on YouTube can way bend the truth a little bit there, so it had me going with the gas tax, because they were talking about $8 or $9 a gallon gas. Luckily, I don't use a whole lot. Anyway, have a good one there. We'll catch you later. KDHWJ.
W8FSM, KCKJO. Freddy, out there.
W8FU. W8FU. W8M.
W-Y-A-M from W-A. Foo. Yeah, I know you're a person that keeps tabs on the gas prices, so I didn't mean to tell you new sheets on Van Dyke opened a few days ago, and the gas has been $2.39 since they opened. And I just noticed today, because I go to Menards often to go walking, and I noticed that the Speedway a block down the street from it also changed their price to $2.39 because I'm guessing that their sales went zero. Couldn't sell any gas at $2.69.
Yeah, I've heard they've been doing that. So it's going to be, hopefully, you know, that remains. It's not just until they run all the competition out of business. Then jack them up. But, I've been going to that BP at near me because with my BP rewards card and everything like that, I'm generally getting it, you know, under 250, sometimes even much lower. But that's even better still. How are they coming along on Mount? Are they getting close, you think?
Oh, the one at 12 and Mount? No, they're still a ways away. I think the wintertime's slowing them down a little. I don't even think they have the concrete poured around the pump area yet. And even when it looks like they're finished, it took them a long time to get the interior done. I noticed, like, on the one on Van Dyke, because, like I said, I drive by there several times a week, so I've been monitoring the progress. And even when it looked like it was done, it wasn't. There was just, you know, they were constantly working on the inside of it, getting everything set up.
Yeah, okay. Well, I went to the one at 23 and 94 on, I think that was the first one over this way. And, I went inside just to check it all out. I get it. You know, it's in the end, we're going to, once we're, you know, the ooh shiny wears off, you know, which is probably going to take about 6 months or a year, you know, then it's just going to be another, you know, 7-Eleven with gas. But I get it. You know, it's, they got a really, really good assortment of all the things you go to a, you know, convenience store for. And the food, I do want to try it. I notice everything is like you build it yourself, you know. You do it on their little menu or with the app. But, you know, if you want a Coney dog, you have to order a hot dog and then plus chili, plus onion, plus mustard, you know. It's everything is like that, you know, sandwich, you know, it starts off with, you know, pick your meat, you know, and what kind of bread do you want to stick it on? What do you want on, you know, so everything is builded, which is kind of a neat concept. I don't know if it's good or bad or otherwise, so I will try it one of these days when the food hits.
Be right back, W. Adam.
All righty. W8FU.
Seats isn't bad. I had one of their burgers that, you know, I did the one over there by the airport. It's not too bad. Better than a Speedway. Put it that way. KACKJO.
Yeah, I mean, they're all still kind of shiny and new, so, you know, who knows what they deteriorate to after a while. But right now, you know, it just looks like a decent version of a, you know, it's much better than a 7-Eleven. 7-Eleven's got, at best, prepackaged stuff you just hidden in a microwave. And trust me, I've eaten there, you know, I've had things under certain circumstances, but Sheets looks like it's a little bit more expensive, and, you know, you could actually put something kind of cool together. I am looking forward to trying it. I'm not a burger guy, generally, so, you know, there's a lot of other things I saw there that I'd like to give a whirl, so we'll find out.
Maybe one day they'll sell borscht.
I wonder. I'll have the borscht, and they'll say, would you like that with beets?
I'm back, W. Adam.
I haven't tried their tacos yet, but I've tried, you know, things here and there, and like I said, it's not too bad. I still like my 7-Eleven hot dogs, though, you know, and the nachos. Those are good.
I got a 18-wheeler here in front of me. Doesn't seem to, okay, never mind. Anyhow, welcome back, Arp. We're just talking about the delicacies that is Sheetz.
Yeah, I haven't been in a Sheetz yet. I may venture in like yourself just out of curiosity. But I've been paying cheaper than that for gas. I've been doing the Costco thing lately. Last time I filled up it was $2.35, I think. And then it's another 5% off on top of that. So it's more like, you know, low 220s. So I'm not complaining. Trying to guess. The voice sounded like, was that Cujo out there? W-I-M.
It is I, said the blind man. How's it going on? I haven't talked to you for a while. I haven't heard you out there. Go ahead, John.
Hey. Alrighty then. Tom, are you coming down to the meeting down in my neighborhood?
K8 or UH? I hear Anthony in there, and yes, Sean, I will be. I'm dropping my coworker off. Got to offload my van of his stuff back in his work truck, and then I'll be at the meeting over there at the Civic Center. Anthony, go ahead. Let me get next in line.
Hello, hello. Just wanted to say good afternoon to everybody and jump in the rotation. So I don't know who goes next. I think there was maybe a gentleman by the name of Art in there. I think he was next, and then I'll just take my turn as it goes around.
W-8-R-C-Y.
Yeah, you're close. The name is ARPAD, actually, A-R-P-A-D. People that are close to me, like Sean, just call me ARP because, you know, everybody likes the monosyllable names. So that works for me, too. But, yeah, I'm out here every day. I'm just not on the radio. I just kind of I'm a lurker. And but I've been trying to force myself to pick up the microphone more often. I used to be a lot more active out here. Sean and I go way back. I got my license very shortly after he got his back in the late 80s. And we had a lot of history together even before then. So, anyway, speaking of Sean, I'll flip it to the Foo, W-I-D-M.
All right, heard you in there, Donald. We'll get you snuck it in. Hello, Anthony. And okay, Tom, I'm going to be there as well. I'm going to be there right downtown, you know, Common and Van Dyke there at the Civic Center. So be kind of cool. Down in my neck of the woods. So what's that? When it comes back around, you're 4:45. So let's get Anthony in the rotation and Donald. So let's see. Go ahead, Donald. Jump in. Pass it to Anthony, and then Anthony over to Tom.
Just to give some relief to the chaos here that's going on, I just have a quick in and out. The Sheetz at 23 mile and 994 is just at the end of the subdivision where my significant other lives. And she's tried the food there. She's still alive, so to speak. She says it's not bad. She doesn't find herself ordering a lot, but she'll go in there and maybe grab a snack if she's on the road or something. But she said the food's not bad. I have yet to try it. I am in and out. That's my quick comment of experience with Sheetz. W-A-R-C-Y will be listening and lurking as well. Anthony?
Sounds good, Donald. I've been in that Sheetz once or twice, and the food's okay. But Tom and Sean, what meeting have you guys got this evening that's down by Sean? Usually the ones that I'm aware of you guys go to are near Hall Road. Over to you.
It's ARP's manager meeting, and we're trying to make it centralized. They're still trying to find a definitive location for this meeting. You know, right now it's still at the MISD building in Clinton Township. But besides that, this is just a Monday huddle with all the managers and board members.
I'm just a special guest. I want to do a dog and pony show on something, but don't count me amongst the highfalutin big shooters. ARP, pass it over to Anthony.
Yeah, huh. Well, I don't really have much to add because I don't know anything about the meeting, and I don't think I'll be eating at Sheetz anytime soon. If I get any carry-out, I usually just get it from the Ryan Grill there. Or the Thai food place, Thai Star. That's not half bad. I still got to try some pho, though. I have not tried the pho anywhere. Someday I'm going to have to make that happen because you guys keep talking about it. It sounds stupendously fantabulous. Yeah, go ahead, Anthony. You can kick me out of rotation. There's plenty other in here. Let's see if I can get this right. K-E-8-R-U-H-W-Y-8-M.
Thanks, W-Y-8-M. Yeah, Sean, I was just saying, is it going to be a one or two pony show?
Think more Tijuana, donkeys and eggs.
Tom, you can take that one.
No comment on that one. KGL.
Anyhow, yeah, so ARP, if you're listening, I think you're still listening. I love both those places. I like Ryan Grill. Don and I used to go there on Fridays, and he'd get the senior fish. It was kind of a thing. And they got the best chicken fried steak and eggs. It's a lot of food though. They got me on this Ozempic and I just can't hardly eat it. So you know, it's just too much. But yeah, there's a lot of things I like there. There's a couple of things I don't, but most everything I like really well there. I like Ryan Grill. Love Thai Star as well. But we gotta get the pho. I was there the other day and it is so good. The one right over by me, they got really good Thai food as well. So if you want to, you know, bring somebody that, you know, isn't maybe ready to try the pho, you know, then fine. But, yeah, absolutely. I'll keep it in mind. And if, you know, maybe some evening or some weekend or something like that, you know, it's we want to go. Hell, yeah. I'll call you up. We'll do it. You don't have to comment. It's just count on it. Count on the call coming at some point. Yeah, Anthony, it's right there at the Warren Civic Center. They got a conference room right by their library. We're having the ARPSC meeting, and I just been kind of following it over in the Discord. And I said, you know what, I got some things I gotta show, you know, them, you know, discuss with them or something like that, and you know, just kind of a little show and tell and whatnot. So I figured, hey, they're bringing it a mile from my house or so. What better time than that?
Yep, sounds good. Hey, you know, I was thinking this morning as I was messing with some stuff at work. Did you get a chance to see that those two batteries that I left you end up being good, or were they crappy like the one? I'll pick that up on the next time around. So over to you, Tom.
So, Sean, are you coming to the meeting, or are you just going to Discord in on it?
No, I think I'll come. It's close enough to home, and, you know, that's about perfect timing for me to go out and grab some carryout for Andy and I. So I think I'm going to be home here in about 10 minutes, so I'll have plenty of time to talk to her about, you know, all that good stuff and then come by there. I may not stay. I know you guys like to run that. Sometimes that your meetings go a long time, and so I may bail out a little sooner. It's more of the regular meeting that goes a long time. But that's good because everybody's having fun, you know, and it's like the meeting's over and everybody's still, you know, hanging out, you know, and all that stuff. So that's good stuff. I don't know if you do that at your admin meeting, I'm gonna be on a food quest. I'm fairly certain, so I can't be dilly dallying too much.
Time to go to Sheetz.
You know, won't be far, but I don't think that's gonna be on the agenda, Anthony.
Yeah, that's definitely one of those places, it's not in the regular rotation. It's as you're driving by or once to try it.
Anthony, I'm sorry, you asked about the batteries. You know what? I completely forgot about them. You know, I've been off for, you know, five straight days, six actually, because I took the Tuesday off as well. So I think you came in there on a Monday. I dropped them in the charger to recondition, and I have not been back to work until today, and I didn't even think of it. So I'll make sure I check them out tomorrow, maybe even recycle them again, and we'll find out.
Sounds good. I'm not real worried about it. I just figured I'd ask if you by chance did get to look at them, see what happened. So we'll figure it out in the next day or two. No big deal. Over to you, Tom.
Hey, do you take old laptops too, Anthony, when it comes back around to you? Some might grab some and somehow meet up with you to get rid of them.
Why don't you go ahead and fill in, Anthony? I'm not sure I heard the question.
Yeah, Tom, ask the question again. You trailed off a little bit. I couldn't tell if you asked if I take them, like recycle them, or if I sell them, like you're looking for something. Go ahead.
No, did you recycle them? I have some old laptops that aren't worth anything, and I just want to get rid of them. Something you recycle. I know I can get one from you if I need one. I want to know if you take old ones and do something with them.
Yes, I do. We can definitely work that out for you. As long as you don't have, like, a wild amount of them, or they're not from a business. They're just, like, you know, half a dozen of yours personally, I can just take them and get them recycled. But when it's a business, that's something that we charge for. But I can, if you're just trying to get rid of some of your personal stuff, let me know. We can link up. Or if you're ever in Troy, shoot me a message on Discord, and I can give you my address, and you can drop them off.
Yeah, it's just like four or five, something like that. Nothing major. Yeah, they're all personal ones, outdated. I can't get them to work, blah, blah, blah kind of thing. I just want to get rid of them.
Yep, we definitely do that. So, yeah, just let me know when you're in the area, or we can figure something else out, and I'll take them off your hands and get them recycled. Over to you, Sean.
All right, good timing. I'm making my final approach here. So at the meeting tonight, you'll get to see the, speaking of laptops, you get to see the wicked cool one that I got from Anthony a while back. It's my baby. I got an old MacBook that I've been thinking about converting over just to pure Windows, just to do my Motorola stuff. It's amazing how good it works, and, you know, even with Windows. Even in a virtual machine, but at this point, I'll run all the Mac stuff on my new Mac and then convert that one over. So, anyhow, but, yepers, that's the one place in my life where I'm in the Apple-verse, the I-verse, whatever you want to call it. Well, no, I shouldn't say that. My work assigned cell phone is an iPhone now, so I got a couple of items. All right. There's my driveway. I'm going to set the mic down and put her in reverse back in, and we'll see in a little under an hour. This has been W8FU. Go ahead, I think, Tom.
Sounds good, sir. I will see you at the meeting. Yeah, Anthony, that is, I'll pack them up and stuff like that, and then I'll just escort you a message and figure out a date in there and a location kind of thing.
Yeah, sounds good. That'll be good. I know a lot of times that stuff just sits around and it gets pushed and put in closets, and it'll be good to get it out of your house and know that it's taken care of appropriately.
You're going to try to make it to one of the ARP spinnings, Anthony, when we do in-house. I think that's in like 2 weeks, if you're available.
Yes, I was actually just talking to John this afternoon and asking him what the date of the next one was. And I believe it's on the 15th, he told me. I'm going to go home and put it on the calendar, and that should increase my likelihood of availability exponentially. So I'm obviously, I really want to come out and meet all you guys in person instead of just talking on the radio and see if there's, you know, if I can get involved and just start making it to meetings, if not every one, every other one or whatever. So, because it seems like you guys are doing good stuff and everybody's learning new stuff and it seems like fun. So, yeah, definitely intending on making it. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, it'll be nice to put a face with the voice.
Yeah, it's funny because I think if somebody asked me if you and I have met in person, my first instinct would be yes, but we never have. We've just talked that much and have a mutual friend in Chris Cole.
Yep, good old Chris. All right, I'll be back in a couple of minutes. I've got to help offload my van into another van, so I'll be back in a few. ACKVO.
All right, Tom, I'm almost home, so call out, but I may be in the driveway by then. KE8RUH, we'll catch up soon.
Sounds good, sir. Talk to you soon. KE8KVO.
I heard somebody call out. I didn't catch that. This is KE8RUH.
Oh, sorry. KD8R. You say KE8 or KD8RU8?
Kilo Echo 8, Romeo Uniform Hotel.
Okay. Yeah, it sounds like you've been out here for a while. Not KE8. Okay. Well, the name here is Jay Philadelphia Yankee. And like I said, the call is November 8th, Whiskey Juliet Lima. And how would you be? How are you, sir?
I am good, Jay. This is Anthony. We've talked a few times in the past and talked in round tables with Sean and Dakota in the morning sometimes. So, yeah, how are you doing today?
Well, I being retired and stuff, it's kind of making me too lazy, you know, and the weather and stuff. I can't wait till the weather breaks so I can get back and exercise and go to LA Fitness because starting to gain a little weight there. And I'm scared to go out there and try to work out now because I'm easily catch colds there, right?
Yep, this weather is brutal, and at least the sun came out for a little bit today. That was nice. I don't know if it was sunny everywhere, but I work in Troy, and it was sunny for a few hours. That was a nice surprise.
Okay, well, that's what I got to do. I got to get some of that sunlight, but I just hate the cold. I'm easy to get cold. What are you using to talk on there? What kind of equipment you got there?
I got an ICOM 2730A. And the antenna that I'm running is a Comet 2x4.
Is that radio single band or dual band?
Dual band.
I hate to be so noisy, but is it Is it digital or is it strictly analog?
Strictly analog.
Yeah, that's all right. We got plenty of analog repeaters to talk around here. You don't really need digital unless you just want it there. So, yeah, well, that's great, dear. Let me see, KE8. Let's see. So, I'm just trying to figure out how long you've been licensed. It's been about, 3 years, maybe 4 years, something like that?
Yep, 21 or 22, I can't remember. So, yeah, it's been 3-4 years, something like that. Maybe coming up on 5, I can't remember.
Yeah, I'd just be trying to figure out, you know, because I remember when it used to be KB8, then all of a sudden KB8 ran out, KC8, KE8, KE8, and now they're KF8, so I figure you probably had a few years behind your belt there, Grant.
Yep, just enough to still be confused, right? No, I'm starting to figure stuff out. But yeah, there's always something new to learn. But yeah, I think, like I said, I think it's been 4 years, maybe coming up on 5. I can't remember.
Oh, that's all right. You know, I got a gentleman that I met at the swap, and he became good friends with a couple other hams. He wasn't even a ham. You know, met him at the swap, we got to talking, and he said that what he does, he listens to me and my other friends on the radio. So I said, oh, man, I thought you was a ham. He said, no. He said he was studying for his license at the time, and that was in 16. That was like 2016. And he got his license, and so, you know, and that was, so we've been talking ever since there, and, you know, and it's nice to be, you know, a lot of guys are getting interested in it, you know, because at one time I thought this was sort of a dying hobby there. A lot of people were sort of either dying off or lost interest there, right?
Yep, I can imagine it. People go in and out of it like all hobbies. So, you know, hopefully people just stick with it. But, hey, I just pulled in the driveway, so I'm going to have to get inside and figure out what's happening the rest of the evening. It was great talking to you this afternoon. This is KE8RUH, and I will be clear on your final.
All right, KE8RUH, NAWL. What's the name?
Name is Anthony.
Hi, Anthony. You have a good day, and talk with you later. I'm clear.
W-A-D-D. N-A-W-R-O, N-A-W-R-O, this is N-A-G-D-Z. Is there Tim? Nothing heard, N-A-G-D-Z clear.
On your way, Mike? Where are you at, Sean? In sight of the clock tower. Turning off of 12.
All right. Mine is telling me to turn on Kennedy Circle, 6/10 of a mile in front of the dealership right now, heading north.
Yepers, you're right there. You're right there ahead of me. I'm going to come in the back way.
Okay. 12 mile light. Let's see. Mike, where'd you go? We heard you, but you didn't respond back.
he ran over to Statewide 1. Almost the instant he said nothing heard, he keyed back up on Statewide 1, so he did not give it a lot of time.
Yeah, I just saw a text come across from Tim Bitts. N8WR roll in the room now.
You said it's in the back?
Yes, sir. Just past the main desk on your left. Keep on walking till you see the circular reference desk right behind you. I see Mike coming in now.
N8WROKE8LAX. I'm assuming analog gets out, but digital's not.
N8WRO at the venue, repeat.
I was just asking, it sounds like you can get out at the venue with UHF, but are you struggling with DMR?
Correct. Well, he's not going to like hearing this, but DMR does not work, but Sean's repeater does. N8WRO.
It better work. We're right under it.
Copy that. KEA-LAX, I'm 13 minutes out.
All right, Tim, I'm going to need better directions. I'm driving in circles.
Where you at, Walter?
This is NAVDZ. Is that Wally?
Yeah, just a second there. Where am I? Oh, hell, I don't know. Is it the shallow building, the tall building? There's a big tall building here with lots of glass. I'm right in front of that. Oh, City Hall Library. I'm right in front of it. Lots of glass. Lots and lots of glass.
Yeah, lots of glass. You should see, if you're in Civic Center, you should see my truck on your left, parked on the left, before you hit the building.
Oh, yeah, the one with the wrecker by it?
Yeah, that's it. Hopefully it's by it and not pulling it.
So do I turn left on Kennedy Center or Kennedy Circle, guys? KCKJO.
Where are you coming from, KJO?
Right in front of Buddy's Pizza.
Keep going straight. When you get to the light, it might be the second light, you're going to turn on, is it Kennedy's? Is that Kennedy Circle? I don't remember what it is. It's right across the street from the entrance to General Motors. And if you look to your left, where you'll turn left on that street, you'll see a big, tall, four-story glass with a pretty building way set back in the road right next to the Cadillac dealership. Turn left at that light and go straight, and that building that you're facing is the one you're going to enter into. So you can either park in the parking garage or you can park right there on the street. I'm on your left on that street, red Silverado with ARPSC tags on it.
All right, I turned a little early, so I'm coming around Kennedy Circle North, so I'm just going to come around the other side.
That'll do it. You can take that around, and when you get to, let's see, you're going to need to turn. So at your first intersection there, turn right and then turn left to go in in front of the police station, and just keep going straight, and they will pass the library on your left.
I see the jail.
This is N8VDZ.
standing by.
Okay. Hey, BDZ, KCKGO. All right, so I'm back here where the parking deck is at.
Parking deck is connected to the library, so either park in the parking deck or park out front of the library on Civic Center Drive, and come on in.
Oh, I won't fit in the parking deck. This thing's too big for that. I'm coming up here by the ice skating rink.
Yeah, that's near where I'm parked. Yes, I don't know if you saw my red Silverado there with the Air PSC tags on it, but there were several spaces along there you can park, and it's all free.
May I see your vehicle?
There's too many traffic lights on this street, KELIS.
I'm parked behind Walter. All right, I'm here. KCKGO, see you inside. Okay, where's the meeting room?
KF8S Mobile.
W8FU.
What's up there, Mr. Sean? This is KF80YL10.
Oh, just on my way home from the ARPSC meeting, picking up a carryout for the missus and I. And that's about it. Getting ready to get home, getting into some cozy clothes, and just be old for the rest of the evening.
I hear you on that one. That's a good plan of action. I've been dealing with some Facebook idiots today trying to buy a piece of equipment, but I guess this equipment doesn't really exist. You call them and they want to sell you something else other than what they're advertising. But that's the nature of Facebook Marketplace.
You know, if I've heard that from one, I've heard that from 1,000 people. It seems like everyone tells me that. But my luck has been so good. I've had excellent results selling and buying. I think I only had one flake. I had to think back. But honest to God, your experience is what everyone tells me. Yeah, I don't know if I just had dumb luck or if it's just the kind of stuff I'm looking for or what, but I just had really good luck on Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah, I know some people who have had good luck on it. It's probably the type of stuff it is probably the deal. That's going to be my guess. I'm looking for a wheel balancer, and I keep running into auto shop equipment used salesmen, and they're like used car salesmen from the 70s. I swear to God, these guys are like, well, we don't have that one, but we got these other ones. It's the same price. It's like, well, that's the Chinese one. That's all over the internet for like half the price you're telling me it is, and it's shipped to my door. I don't even have to go get it. Oh, no, these are good. Like, no, that's a pile of crap. And the one you're advertising is the one I wanted. So you're doing it for a reason. Anyway, yeah, it's just frustrating.
I'll bet. Yeah, that, all the stuff that I get, it's always, you know, used items, very specific. I'm normally, I don't ever put out a wanted, you know, because that does seem to bring all the loonies out. But I'll peruse them, you know, and look for, or I'll do a search term. And I very often find what I'm looking for, and then I sell, you know, even ham radio gear, which, you know, there's better venues, but, so, like I said, I consider, you know, I'm not discounting what you're saying at all. I've heard that from too many people to discount it. I just think I've been kind of lucky, or it's just been the kind of stuff I, you know, I'm generally looking for. I also, you know, I'm always looking for something, and, you know, it's like, you know, patience, you know, I just can wait, and there might be something I was looking for last year, and then all of a sudden it'll pop up, you know, for some ridiculously, you know, good deal. And I bought a key recently from a guy off Facebook Marketplace, and, you know, I don't want to spend a lot of money on those. They're, you know, they're just ornaments, and the things, fidget spinners, if you will. And but a guy had particular key, a bug in particular that I didn't own, and it was one that I always kind of hoped that I'd have in my collection, and just popped up one day. You wouldn't, the weirdest thing, just popped up on Facebook one day. The price was right, and the guy met up with me, and it was pleasant. We had a chat, and yeah, it's all cool. So I don't know, but anyhow, I digress. I'm making the final approach here with the Vittles, so I won't be dragging my feet too long, but I got one more go-around.
I hear you. I've had actually a good experience selling, but I put good pictures and put a proper description, and I respond almost, you know, within a timely manner when people message about it, and not really had a problem selling, but man, buying. but whatever. Yeah, well, enjoy the rest of your evening and your vittles there, whatever you got. Good chatting with you. KFA Day Wild. Good on your final.
All right, perfect timing, just backed into the drive. I'm going to shut her down and get inside. Catch you later. Good luck. Hopefully you find the balancer you're looking for, and without pulling any hair out. W8FU.
WD8KLL.
KJL.
NAWRO.
Who else is on FBI besides me? You, I heard Wally out there, but no, I just heard him on P25. I'm not sure everybody has P25, but everybody has FBI.
I heard Dave on Statewide 1. I've got DMR and FBI. And 7.2 wasn't working very well for some reason.
I guess everybody that's listening, go over to DMR or Statewide 1.
Okay. KSY, and AWRO.
KCKGL QFI DMR. WDKLO.
KE4 ZYQ testing.